Well, I think the key thing to remember, Michael, is in a situation like this, at the time that it's occurring, people really don't have a concept of what's actually transpiring. So very much a low level of anxiety grips the community because, frankly, you're not certain when it'll be over and what exactly has occurred. So in the case of the Heritage Center, which, you know, clearly was the heartbreak of the story, I spoke with one woman who told me she, and for your listeners who aren't aware, the Heritage Center is located in our healthcare hub up by the local hospital, clinic, and pharmacy. So she was emerging from the hospital at, you know, probably minutes after the incident occurred with the roof blowing off in such a horrific way from the Heritage Center and was totally unaware of what had occurred, of course. So when she was stopped by police and they were asking her which way she was going, she was just confused because she wasn't quite sure what she should be doing at that time. So her initial comment to me was she told the police she was just going to go home and pray. In the aftermath, certainly one heard chainsaws continually buzzing. It's primarily been tree damage. A lot of that has transpired. My own residence is quite far from the Heritage Center, and as for those who aren't aware, not only was the roof totally ripped off, but beneath the roof was a lot of foam insulation, internal insulation. And as I say, my own residence is very far from the Heritage Center, and our lawn is littered with tiny flakes of this foam. Closer to the site, it was a real hazard because Highway 105 running through the community was receiving huge blocks of the styrofoam, so vehicles had to proceed with extreme caution. So those are two examples of what's transpired. I guess the biggest shout-out of all really has to go to Jeanette and Terry Harpiak of TJ's Quick Stop. During the power outage, their quick stop and gas bar became essentially the hub of the community. It was definitely the de facto center of where everything was going on. So that was a place for people to gather, learn what was going on, you know, get update information as much as they could, because of course there were issues in terms of internet connectivity. Some people were connected, others were not. So that was one aspect. But, you know, it's exactly a year since the major tornadoes in Ottawa, and we heard very much about how people came together there. Certainly that's the case in Red Lake, most likely amplified by the fact that we really do know all the cast of characters involved. So when you hear that someone's, for example, airplane has been submerged in the water, you know who that individual is, and it you feel it all the more deeply, so people truly do pull together. The aftermath, you know, you have a beautiful day. The Sunday was a bomb. It was a tonic, a BALM, I mean. It was a tonic. People are moving forward, and again, the huge focus now will be to support the Heritage Center crew as they get back to normal. I observed that, you know, the director, the curator, Trevor Osmond, has put out a release saying that the Heritage Center, needless to say, is going to be closed until further notice. I spent some time on Sunday going to where people congregate. You know, in this instance, the IGA was now the center because people had to get their grocery shopping done. Of course, there were no deli meats out because they had to be thrown out because of the lack of power for 36 hours. But I spoke to a number of different people there, and one person told me, and this person, of course, will remain nameless, told me they were so thankful that the power went back on when it did because they had $1,000 worth of Atlantic seafood in their freezer. So, you know, the cost can be very high financially to people, even with a relatively short outage. And, of course, we were all very thankful for the mild, clement weather at the time of the incident.